Welcome everyone to day number 6. We're so glad that you are still here with us. We just had a fabulous time with my family in a small little town in northern Saskatchewan called St. Walburg. And we got home today to be able to shoot day number 6 for you. So I hope you're blessed by it and we have some thoughts and hopefully they're led by the Holy Spirit. And if they're not, they're just from us and disregard them. So...
Okay, so day six.
Who are we praying for today?
We are praying for the meek and humble souls and the souls of little children. So as I was thinking a little bit about this, obviously, like, we have 4 little kids. Our oldest is 7, and we're expecting number 5 here for June. And so when we think of children and meek and, you know, innocence, obviously, immediately, I think of our own kids. Yeah. And it's something that we've been working on to kind of maintain and to safeguard their innocence and their purity. And just because it is so special. And I was thinking about, like, why does God see so much value in that? And, like, even, like, when you'll read through the prayer that I post in the commentary of this. And it talks about how Jesus says, "I favor humble souls with my confidence." And, like, these little kids, they don't know, it's just so beautiful. Like, innocence is really, really beautiful.
It's nice that they don't know of great disorder of sin.
Yes, exactly. And so it's like, they don't know about what people are potentially capable of doing, like the harm or the evil that people are able to do. And there's something beautiful about that. They're not tainted. They're not skeptical. They're not judgmental. You know, they believe what you say to them. And so in that regard, like, there's a big responsibility for parents or those who instruct little children, right? Because little ones believe you. They're not ready to start, you know, critically thinking at a young age. And I was also reminded of, like, you know, when Jesus was born there and Herod ends up killing all these babies, and how that is called the Holy Innocence, and how, you know, obviously there's something precious about these little ones, and how often sometimes they are referred to as, like, the first martyrs for Christ, right? Mm. So that's kind of what I thought about.
And the meek and humble, I think about humility and what is it. I think humility is a simple definition, the acknowledgement of truth. So we pray for those who are given the grace to acknowledge the truth of who they are and who God is, the two most important truths that we can meditate upon, who we are in the eyes of God and who God is, and sometimes who we are not. And that is very important to remember. The innocence of children came to my mind, again, because we're called to pray for children. And I think children are such under a diabolical attack within our society right from the moment of conception. Mm-hmm. Think about how many babies are aborted. They don't even have a chance to come into the world. So we're praying for them. And then they're born into the world, and how they're just bombarded sometimes with messages that are contrary to the gospel immediately. I came across a document done by the Pontificate Council on the Family in 1995. It's called The Truth and Meaning of Human Sexuality. And this is, which was approved by St. Pope John Paul II. And there's a couple lines that really stood out to me, and I thought I'd share them with you because it could give you something to pray about while you're doing the Divine Chaplet of Mercy. The years of innocence from about 5 years old until the age of puberty. So he's saying there's an age of innocence from the age of 5 years old to about puberty, which is different for everyone. He says, "This period of tranquility and serenity must never be disturbed by unnecessary information about sex." That really stood out to me because that is a big issue within our culture. Children are bombarded with sexual imagery, sexual messages, even at a young age. In school sexual education, they're just given messages that are, it's too much information for their maturity psychologically, emotionally. Mm-hmm. And the church has given us guidelines and say, whoa, like, not too much information too quickly. There's an age of innocence up until the age of puberty that needs to be protected, and it's not being protected. It's not being protected by teachers. It's not being protected by parents, grandparents. I mean, it's a real war for children right when they're born. Like, think about this thing. I think I read it was 60% of 10 and 11-year-olds have smartphones. The average age of exposure to pornography is between the ages of 8 and 11 years old. So this thing right here is placed in the hands of kids unmonitored, and they're just like, that's, pornography is not something anyone should see, but especially at the young age, it destroys their innocence. So we got to pray for our children that they are protected from the moment of conception through that age of innocence.
And beyond.
And beyond. And mm-hmm. that is our great privilege for today. So let's pray for the meek, the humble, and our children.
God bless you.